Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1029. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. School year started, come up on the end of its year, and for those of you who are graduating, this is a show for you. It's one where I ask you, or I help you answer the question of, tell me about a mistake you made and what you learned from it. For an experienced person, or a very experienced person, this is an easy question. For you, it may be a little harder. Hope you found this helpful. Hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes or Stitcher. It helps other people discover the show. And I want to mention to you that subscribe to this show and my other one, which is called Job Search Radio. The two are the number one and number two shows about job search in iTunes. No other show is anywhere near close to these. You heard the number for this show. The other one has over 600 episodes already. So again, subscribe to both. There's great stuff there. Now, let's get going, okay? You know, one of those classic interview questions that people are asked all the time is, you know, tell me about a mistake you made and what you learned from it. Now, the problem with this for entry-level people, for recent grads in one form or another, is, you know, there just aren't a lot of choices, you know, at least ones that you think are going to sound good to an interviewer. So I want to kind of give you a suggestion of one. And it's an easy one, and it may not be truthful, but, you know, work with me here. I'm trying to offer an example of how to think your way through this one. And the example I'm going to offer you is, you know, when I was in school, in high school, you know, I really wanted to get into this school, but I also wanted to have a lot of friends. So I made choices that weren't ideal for me to get those grades. And boy, did it hurt when I didn't get into, pick the name of the school. Now, I got into a school I was really happy with, but I really wanted to get into that one. And the idea here is to now pivot to what you learn from it. Because it's not just enough to talk about the mistake that you made. It's important to talk about what you learn from it, because that's the thing that they're fishing for. Are you someone who's just a whiner and complainer, or are you someone who learns from the experiences and takes the lessons? So, you know, I really want to get into, I don't know, University of Chicago, Penn, Harvard, Stanford, whatever. And I really wanted to do that, but, you know, at that stage in life, I was really into my friends, and I didn't put in my best effort through high school. Didn't do it in junior high as well, but, you know, I had this fantasy that I could kind of get in there without putting in the work. And boy, was I wrong. Yeah. I've really learned that if I want to get something, I can't go half effort into it. I've got to go at 100% effort. I have to really give it my all and give myself the best chance. Now, it's certainly possible I might not have gotten into those schools, but I'll never know because I didn't really try hard enough to get in there. I didn't understand that I could lose and not just simply win. So for me, what I've learned is always, without a doubt, put in best effort when I'm trying to do something. So that's the formula to it. You talk about something, you share some version of pain or mishap. I have another video that talks about it for when you're an adult, because you can't always go back. It's not that you're not an adult now, but when you're older, you have some work experience, is the way I should have languished it, where, you know, you reference something from early in your career. But for now, as a recent grad or as a soon-to-be grad, you talk about school, because that's the frame of reference that most interviewers will have for you. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, here are a few ways to engage with me. First of all, I just want to start by saying that I no longer do recruiting. I coach people to perform at a high level. So again, I no longer do recruiting. But if you visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and look at the tabs on the top, you'll see a menu of choices available to you. First of all, you can hire me to do a resume and or LinkedIn profile critique, interview preparation, help you with a salary negotiation, answer your questions about your job search, advise you about a decision you have to make about a job offer. Those are all there as an option. I can do a job search makeover with you, where we critique everything you've been doing in your search up until that point and come up with alternatives. If you're relatively early in your search, we can do a complete coaching program where I work with you from beginning to end in half-hour increments so it doesn't have to take a lot of time for each session. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love hearing from folks who like it and are interested in my help. Again, linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. You can take my classes on Skillshare, too, and become a premium member for 99 cents for the first few months. I have a link in the show notes. Just follow that link, sign up, take my classes. Lastly, I want to mention to you, you can find a lot of information at thebiggamehunter.us, and at times it may seem like it's too much. So you can look at the best of my material at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I've curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care.
Haverty's Furniture is here to help you get set for the season with up to $1,000 off. So you can set the stage with style and set the bar more beautifully. So why not settle in together on a new sofa? Because being at home doesn't mean having to settle for less. Even though the holidays feel a little different this year, Haverty's Furniture can help you create the perfect holiday setting with up to $1,000 off plus 0% interest.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2020 Nielsen Report limitations apply.